This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only. And I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com. And if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/savagepremium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive-time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm?, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/savagepremium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much.
Today, we're going to talk about war propaganda. I received this in an email in early March from an unknown listener, and it said 10 principles of war propaganda. And there's 10 points. And at the bottom of it, it said, in 2001, before 9/11, Belgian historian Anne Morelli published a book analyzing the basic principles of war propaganda. Unfortunately, and as far as I can tell, it was never translated to English, only in German. She credits the work of Lord Ponsonby, an amazing and unfortunately somewhat forgotten character. He stood largely alone in the Commons opposing World War I before it started, predicting not just the massacre it was going to be, but more interestingly for our purpose, how it was going to be sold to the masses. Now, this was before World War I, which of course killed millions upon millions of men for no reason whatsoever. As we know, the Ukraine-Russia war has eerie similarities to the initiation of World War I. And so we begin with war propaganda, principles of war propaganda, and here they are. Principle number one is we don't want war, we're only defending ourselves. Well, where in the news do we see this happening? Remarks by President Biden ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's brutal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, according to the mainstream media, at the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland. Here's what the snake Biden said. It's simple. If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine. That's why together we're making sure Ukraine can defend itself.
It's simple. If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine. That's why together we're making sure Ukraine can defend itself.
That's the snake Biden. War propaganda number two. The other guy is the sole responsible for this war. NATO MSM claims, statement by the North Atlantic Council marking 1 year of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, February 24, 2023. Here's what they said. Russia bears full responsibility for this war, a blatant violation of international law and the UN Charter. Russia must immediately stop this war and withdraw all of its military forces from Ukraine in line with the UN General Assembly resolution adopted on 23 Feb 2023 and other relevant resolutions of the UN General Assembly. Well, if that were true, I wouldn't be talking about it. But if you don't know history, it's not true. See, in 2013, as you know, John McCain and Victoria Nuland went over there and caused a revolution in Ukraine, triggering this war against Russia. Now, I'm not saying Russia is the innocent bystander here. Don't get me wrong. But let's not say Russia bears full responsibility for this war. The truth of war propaganda number two may be heard from Trump condemning the Russia invasion, placing the blame on Biden. This appeared in the Japan Times via Reuters' Alexandra Ulmer on February 27th. Trump said that Putin took advantage of a weak Biden to attack Ukraine. He also linked the invasion to the U.S. 2020 presidential election, a fixation of his, again falsely saying that fraud was to blame for Biden's victory. As everyone understands, this horrific disaster would never have happened if our election was not rigged, if I was president, he said, to which a woman in the packed audience responded, "You are the president." So again, they're trying to blame Trump for this, okay? So we're talking about war propaganda. We've given you the first two points. One is we don't want war. We are only defending ourselves. Point two is the other guy is the sole one responsible for this war. Let's go on to point number three of war propaganda. Our adversary's leader is evil and looks evil. MSM claim. McCain says, Putin is evil and intent on evil deeds. The Hill, Jacqueline Thompson, May 10th, 2018. Senator John the Strange One McCain tore into Russia's President Putin in a newly released excerpt of his upcoming book calling Putin an evil man who was intent on evil deeds. McCain writes in the excerpt published Thursday in the Wall Street Journal that Putin is seeking, quote, the destruction of the liberal world order that the United States has led and that has brought more stability, prosperity, and freedom to humankind than has ever existed in history. Tell that to all the people fleeing New York and the other cities where the peace that was brought by liberalism can be seen nakedly. War propaganda point number four. We are defending a noble purpose, not a special interest. Biden MSM claim. Democracy of the world are getting stronger. Biden declares at virtual summit March 29, 2023. Spectrum News. President Joe Biden on Wednesday declared that efforts by nations banding together to protect and spread democracy are working despite Russia's ongoing assault on Ukraine. Speaking from the White House campus at the virtual summit on democracy, Biden repeated a line he said at the first summit in December 2021 that he considers strengthening democracy as, quote, the defining challenge of our age. His idea of strengthening democracy is what? Unleashing the youth, teens on our streets, letting them destroy stores, rampaging across America. That's his idea of defining democracy. truth. The scramble for rare earths carries big geopolitical risks. Financial Times by Misha Glenny, September 26, 2022. SecDev, a Canadian company that provides strategic advice, has investigated Ukraine's mineral assets. Its co-founder, Rob Muga, explains the following. Quote, Ukraine has deposits of 117 of the 120 most widely used minerals and metals. At least 40 of them are needed for the green transition. It is a resource superpower, unquote. Muga adds that about 2,000 of those deposits were under Russian control. Oh, wow. And what that meant in terms of a headline was that about 20% of all Ukraine's resource wealth was in Russia's hands. Now you know the rest of the story. In order to have the green revolution, you need rare earths. In order to get the rare earths, you need to conquer the territory where they exist. So that was point number four. We are defending a noble purpose, not a special interest. Could be the opposite is true. Okay? Now we go on to the next one. War propaganda number five. The enemy is purposely causing atrocities. We only commit mistakes. MSM claim. Russia accused of war crimes, BBC. You know what that is today, don't you? The United Nations Commissioner's inquiry on Ukraine has said there is evidence of the illegal transfer of hundreds of Ukrainian children to Russia. The UN said that in addition to the rapes, killings, and widespread torture, Moscow could be responsible for the even more serious crimes against humanity, notably the wave of Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure that began last October. Well, what's the truth, folks? Do you want the truth? Well, we looked into it. The truth is both sides seem to be committing atrocities, as occur in all wars. UN receiving credible information about Ukrainian troops torturing Russian prisoners. Official says, according to The Hill, Lex Lonas, Matilda Bogner, the head of the United Nations Human Rights Monitoring Commission in Ukraine, said there is credible information regarding the mistreatment of Russian prisoners by Ukrainian troops during the war. So that's number five. Let's go on to number six of war propaganda, just so you can follow the bouncing dead bodies. War propaganda number six. The enemy is using unlawful weapons. MSM claim. Russian forces are using weapons widely banned across the world, says Harvard law expert. Human rights advocates have trained a close eye on the kinds of weapons being deployed in the country and their potential to hurt even or even kill civilians. Reported use of cluster munitions and other explosive weapons in highly populated areas. Weapons that can be difficult to control and which have already claimed lives. What is the truth? The truth, according to our investigation, is that Ukraine has also used these weapons. Quote, to push back Russians, Ukrainians hit a village with cluster munitions. And that's according to the New York Times' Thomas Gibbons. New York Times verified that Ukraine's forces appear to fire at least two of these internationally banned weapons in a neighborhood, putting Ukrainian civilians themselves at extreme risk. So both sides are using widely banned weapons. Let's go on to number seven. And here it is, folks. Now remember, I'm quoting from a little-known article published before 9/11 by Belgian historian Anne Morelli, analyzing the basic principles of war propaganda. She credited the work of Lord Ponsonby, someone who wrote these principles opposing World War I before it started. And now we go on to war propaganda point number seven. I'm sure you'll find this familiar. We have very little losses. The enemy is losing big, MSM claim. Soaring death toll gives grim insight into Russian tactics, New York Times. Helene Cooper. The number of Russian troops killed and wounded in Ukraine is approaching 200,000. A stark symbol of how badly Russian President Putin's invasion has gone, according to U.S. and other Western officials. Well, according to my sources, the opposite is true. Unfortunately, the number of deaths in Ukraine is so high that they're now drafting students and anyone else they find with two legs. It's very sad to see all these young men being destroyed. But what is the truth? New York Post, Isabel Keen, Ukraine losing large number of troops as it boasts about Russian casualties. While Ukraine has been boasting about taking out massive numbers of Russian soldiers, including a record day for casualties last week. Isn't that funny? Celebrating the death of others. Kiev has also been losing a staggering number of its own troops. Western intelligence sources estimate that each side has suffered approximately 150,000 casualties since Russia launched its invasion on February 24, 2022. Very sad to see all these young lives mutilated and lost. War propaganda number 8. Intellectuals and artists support our cause. Zelensky accolades. Time magazine called President Z Person of the Year and the Spirit of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky stuns Grammys with surprise cameo 2022. You can tell a man by the company he keeps, and to me, appearing at the Grammys is not very classy. In fact, it's a sign of a demented fool. President Zelensky to receive Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights 2022 Ripple of Hope Award. Zelensky, like Churchill during the Second World War, launched a broad and active campaign to attract financial and military support of his country, turning the suffering of Ukrainians into a moral lever of pressure on Europe and the United States. Financial Times writes about Zelensky. Celebrity visit included the scumbags Sean Penn, who gave Zelensky his filthy Oscar until Ukraine wins war.
Well, I would say certainly on Thursday, I was with as moving, as courageous, as extraordinary a person and face of his extraordinary country and people as I would expect I ever will witness and certainly that I ever have.
And then there was Angela Jolie, another sterling example of humanity. Ben Stiller, another great intellectual. Jessica Chastain, another anti-American piece of trash. And Orlando Bloom, another filthy anti-American piece of garbage. That's your idea of intellectuals and artists who support their cause. It's sickening. Sean Penn, who glorified every communist dictator he could meet, is now giving his Oscar, or gave his Oscar, whatever that's worth, to that filth Zelensky. I'll tell you the truth, it gets me sick to even read this stuff to you. Moving on to war propaganda number 9. Our cause is sacred. That means you say our cause is sacred and they have no cause whatsoever. They're the bad ones. Headline, Biden vows to defend literally every inch of NATO territory. Article 5 is a sacred commitment, says Biden. The commitment of the United States to NATO, I've said it to you many times and I'll say it again, is absolutely clear. Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. Biden said, we will defend literally every inch of NATO, every inch of NATO.
Commitment of the United States to NATO, I've said it to you many times, I'll say it again, is absolutely clear. Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO, every inch of NATO.
Well, so if you expand NATO into Russia, then you got to defend every inch of NATO. Just keep expanding NATO and not understand that from Russia's point of view, they're defending their own homeland against NATO. But, excuse me, I guess that's lost on most people. Finally, we go on to point number 10, and I'm sure you'll find this very acceptable to you. War propaganda point number 10. Those who doubt our propaganda are traitors. Let's look at some headlines. Bloomberg. If Americans turn against support for Ukraine, they will lose NATO, Zelensky says. NPR, U.S. accuses Zero Hedge of spreading Russian propaganda. How many times have you heard that anyone who's opposing war, anyone who wants peace, is a stooge of Putin? Bloomberg says U.S. intelligence officials accused the conservative financial news website with a significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda and alleged 5 media outlets targeting Ukrainians have taken direction from Russian spies. It's all lies. New York Magazine, another scandal sheet, says Republican opposition to Ukraine is reaching tipping point. Neo-isolationist disdain for any U.S. role in aiding Ukraine has been steadily rising in the GOP and may have reached a tipping point where it has real-life consequences, but the darker possibility of an underlying MAGA-longing solidarity with authoritarians near and far shouldn't be entirely ruled out. Maybe Putin, once the object of particular idolatry on the U.S. Christian right, for his homophobia and Islamophobia, is beyond the pale for the time being. So let's pause for a minute. Now we see where much of this hatred for Russia and support for Zelensky the actor is coming from. Ah, homophobia and Islamophobia. You understand? Can you connect the dots? Well, maybe now you can understand why I'm doing this today. Are you ready? 10 Principles of War Propaganda, written in World War I by a genius long forgotten, a genius who opposed World War I before it started, predicting not just the massacre it was going to be, but how it was going to be sold to the masses, wrote out the 10 Principles of War Propaganda, which I alone have found for you on the Michael Savage podcast and gave you some news headlines to go with them.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I also have, for your listening pleasure, a little summary from a listener on Twitter, a follower on Twitter named RJK. So let me read this to you. It's not directly related to this, but it is related to it in some way. The Dem regime, with Soros, with extreme leftists, and black radicals. You mean there are black radicals? You mean there are black supremacists? That's shocking. Are promoting the use of imported mercenaries to foment looting and riots in cities. In some warped sense, that this increases their power and wealth by getting egocentric voting blocs to auto-vote for their fear-mongering agenda. In actuality, stores, other businesses, and jobs are leaving Dem-run cities and states. Even some totally indoctrinated auto-Dem voters are beginning to realize this Dem regime has perpetrated the worst political scam in our history. For years, we have seen record crime, record murders, rampant drug use and cartel expansion, hyperinflation, a looming housing crisis, destruction of Dem-run cities, reversal of political correctness, making gender and black blocs the most divisive and racist groups in history, with bankrupting welfare, debt, and printing money. While weakening law enforcement and military, Dems have promoted the rise of a new axis of evil made up of Iran, Russia, and China, and their subjugated alliances. Unless we reverse the leftist Dem regime crippling agenda and fear-mongering, fake attacks, our nation and the free world will eventually collapse. Laugh emoji and calling everyone else crazy are the only denial responses left in the Dem-lib world of unreality and delusion, says Art J.K. Now, if I look at the headlines of today, you'll see more of the same confirmation. I looked at them this morning and I was quite shocked, and I put some of the headlines up on michaelsavage.com for your reading enlightenment. So let me go to my own website, michaelsavage.com, and read them to you. Some are related to this and some are not. On the top, we have the coming economic crash and what you can do about it with Philip Patrick of Birch Gold, my primary sponsor. Meaning, if you love my podcast, you'll understand why I support Birch Gold. Beneath that, the headline, finally we see the genius who destroyed Bud Light. She's a millennial moron who drinks Rolling Rock, but she destroyed a company who hired her because she said she needed to diversify Bud Light's audience. Oh, she diversified it all right. She destroyed Bud Light the way the cities are being destroyed by these millennial liberal women. Kiev calls for NATO to secure the Black Sea and integrate Ukrainian defenses. Again, Zelensky is trying to drag the entire world into World War III, all in the name of freedom and love. North Texas venues hosting drag shows say they won't back down as threats and protests grow. Okay, look, here's what I think about drag shows, just so you know. I don't care about them. But when you cross that line and you do drag shows in front of children, you need to be put in jail for the rest of your life, along with your supporters. That's all. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch InBev, has lost more than $6 billion in market cap. That's because they listen to millennial white girls who they hire from Harvard to tell them how to sell their product. Biden's migrant mobile app to release 30,000 foreign nationals every month into the U.S. Did you hear this? 30,000 more of the world's poor, uneducated, useless idiots will be unleashed upon this nation. 30,000 a month. If this is not an invasion of war, tell me what is. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, 89, asked to be temporarily replaced. She should have been replaced when she began after being mayor of San Francisco. I have so much more to say about it, but there's nothing more to say. Details emerge about leaker of top secret Pentagon documents. Well, the documents were very interesting because they released what the Pentagon knows to be true, which is that, let's put it to you this way, Ukraine's not winning the war and Russia's not losing the war. That was one thing. If you saw the leaks and it was released by someone in the Pentagon, maybe this will shake up the American fools out there. Trump warns about the enemy within. Did you know John Bolton wants to run for the presidency? He just gave an interview where he said that the United States is actually benefiting from the Ukraine war involvement. Bolton is one of the most dangerous and evil snakes. You know who Bolton is? He's the guy with the walrus little mustache. He's a harbor seal who thinks he's a walrus. But let me tell you something. If he keeps this up, he's going to be eaten by the orcas. What else is in the news? Brazil's Lula lands in China to sign trade deals and insert himself in the Ukraine conflict. Portland coffee shop cites extreme violence and crime as reasons for closure. No kidding. You mean they're out of control? Biden's DOJ seeks no jail time for convicted trans vandal charged with a hate crime for defacing a Catholic church and assaulting a staff member in Washington State, but the same DOJ wanted to give many years of prison to a pastor who protested abortion. Hakeem Jeffries, remember him? He defended Farrakhan and compared black conservatives to House Negroes. Wow. Target security guard punches screaming customer in the face after she demanded reparations in the store that pay her for her groceries. I'm sure he'll go to jail. Security documents related to Biden Northern Ireland visit found in Belfast Street. What the hell is he doing in Ireland? What the hell is he doing in Ireland? Other than they're hiding him in Ireland. That's what they're doing. They're just hiding him in Ireland. As I tweeted this morning, and I thought that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. Just shows you. Biden removed President Trump's executive privilege in order to raid Mar-a-Lago to cover up his own illegal possession of classified documents. Do you realize Biden is the most dangerous criminals ever invaded and occupied the White House? Do you understand what the hell is going on? Biden unveils tough emissions rule to force Americans to buy electronic vehicles. Okay, look, I could go on and on all day, but I don't think you want to hear any more of this, but I think you do. So I'll give you a little bit more of this. Let's go to, here it is, New York Post this morning. Holy war. Biden's DOJ recommends no jail time for abortion activist who scrawled F Catholics on a church and beat up a church employee and broke several religious statues in reaction to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. You understand what the DOJ has become? Guess you don't. That's why you let them get away with it. You know, this is the big story. The culprit behind the DOJ release of classified U.S. intelligence documents. They say he's reportedly a man who works on a military base that shared the sensitive material. But if you look at the material, it exposes the big lie about Ukraine and about Russia. Do you understand that? Huh? Did you read any of the actual bombshell report? You notice what they're doing in the media? They're actually covering up what he leaked and talking about the leaker without knowing who the leaker is. Well, there's an actual picture of the documents. And the important part is what the Russia-Ukraine status of the war actually is. And I don't have the time here to annotate what's in it. I'll give you a little bit of it under the dummy who was running the Department of Defense, Lloyd Austin, with that other one, Milley, thoroughly modern Milley. I never saw two people in my life, in charge of a defense department. So I'll give it to you here. Among the U.S. secrets that were shared by this mystery person are documents showing that Egypt had planned to sell Russia 40,000 rockets, intelligence suggesting NATO ally Turkey had been asked for weapons by Russian mercenaries, now drag Turkey into it, maps of Ukrainian and Russian troop positions, and casualty counts, which completely dispel the big lie put out by Milley, Biden, and Lord Austin, and the fact that U.S. and allied special forces are on the ground in Ukraine, which is a no-brainer. I told you that a year ago. This is a huge story, swept under the rug. It's swept under the rug is that we have boots on the ground, it's Vietnam II, and that the Defense Department is run by a bunch of goofballs who probably couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag unless they lied about who's been doing the fighting. It's sickening. Of course, we don't know who the leaker is. We know that what he leaked is very important. You understand that?
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Let's go on to another website. Oh, let's talk about Hunter Biden. Another nun story here. That's what Fox specializes in, with the dummies who work for them. Ex-Obama staffer blows whistle on alleged Biden kickback scheme after Hunter joined Burisma. You mean Joe Biden's a criminal and his son is a bagman? No. You mean Joe Biden is a gangster and his son is a bagman? No. You mean Joe Biden is actually a criminal in the White House? No. No. What else is in the news? Kickback scheme. Putin and Xi seek to weaponize artificial intelligence against America. Thank you, Joe, for pushing Russia, China, Iran, and Turkey together as an alliance against us. My God. What else is in the news? I don't know if I can take it. Let's see. Which person is showing their abs or which trans is in the news today to cover up the real news? Republican expelled from State House for inviting conspiracy theorists to committee hearing. State House ethics or what conspiracy theorists? By inviting Jacqueline Brieger to the hearing, who made claims of criminal activity, she said, were perpetrated by Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs and other politicians, including that they took bribes from a Mexican drug cartel. Well, who do you believe? Tell me who you believe. You believe the leaker? You believe the conspiracy theorist? Or do you believe those throwing her out? You believe the governor of Arizona, who's a plant of criminal intent, according to some? Who's lying here? Well, how would you know? You don't know the truth. We have no idea what the truth is. None of us know the truth. In fact, we're not entitled to even think we know the truth. We have to let Associated Press and the mainstream media tell us what the truth is. Well, folks, let's go over to the Jerusalem Post before I gag altogether. Let me have another sip of coffee. We go to the Jerusalem Post, which used to be a fairly good newspaper. It's now nothing but a left-wing propaganda rag, which attacks religious Zionists every day and supports the LGBTQ agenda on a daily basis. So here's the headline. Senior religious Zionist rabbi, religious Zionist caused Israel's division. So they found a turncoat. Do you know what's going on in Israel? No one really cares. I'll tell you in a little short notice. In ancient times, Israel had several civil wars. Right now, Israel is going through a civil war. Why? Because Netanyahu, who is the Trump of Israel, became prime minister again. The liberals on the Supreme Court want total and absolute power over Israeli society, and they do not want a strong prime minister to stand up to the Sanhedrin that is now running Israel. In other words, there's a civil war going on in Israel. What else? Oh, I don't want to read it anymore. I'm getting sick of the news. How about you? Let me go to Newsmax.com, where I appear twice a week. Pentagon leaks linked to U.S. gun enthusiast in his 20s. I covered that. Trump arrives in New York City for deposition, slams A.G. James. They're crucifying him daily. Bragg is a stooge. Attorney General Letitia James is a monster. You know, she's like the Winnie Mandel. Let me put it to you this way. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is like Winnie Mandela. Let's leave it at that. What else is in the news? I said this already. John Bolton was interviewed. He said the U.S. is benefiting from Ukraine war involvement. And the harbor seal who thinks he's a walrus is going to run for the presidency? Are you joking? What else is in the news? Biden says the U.S. is close to getting a leaker. Well, he's in Ireland and he's leaking away there. They got to get him a new order of Depends. I hear they're sending Air Force Two over with a full stock of Depends so they can catch the leaker. What else is in the news? Biden to expand some migrants' health care access. So if you're having trouble seeing a doctor, what you should do is go to Mexico, change your name to a Mexican name, and sneak over the border. Then you'll get health care access, according to the criminal in the White House who has turned the country upside down. Ukraine stands firm on Crimea, wants Russia out. The maniacs in Ukraine claim they're going to take Crimea. Can I explain to you what that's what that involves? No, it's too complicated. They have no chance of taking Crimea. There's only one route into Crimea, and it's on a land bridge. Russia will destroy them before they get across that bridge. And yet, the madmen in Ukraine are claiming they're going to take Crimea. It's not bad enough that they've lost half their country and 200,000 young men. Now they want to take on Russia and take Crimea from Russia. Let's see, how shall I cap this off? Pelosi slams Senator Feinstein resignation. Calls it sexist. You know what I think about Pelosi, don't you? She says it's sexist? Pelosi slams Senator Feinstein resignation call as sexist. Sexism could be behind the calls for Senate. How many years can they use the word sexism when we have a monster in the form of... Okay, let me stop right there. I don't have to make any more points that you already know. Okay, let's see. Let me give you one more little dose of Michael Savage before I go. I don't know if they... guts to go to the Drudge Report, which used to be very good. It's now become a tool of the Democrat machine. I don't understand it. I don't know what happened to Matt. He was once a personal friend. I still like the man. I haven't seen him in a year or more. I don't know who runs his site, but he's become so far left, it's unrecognizable. Now he's tacking to the right. Here we go. Fed projects recession. Dow earnings loom. $1 trillion added to deficit in 6 months. So now he's tacking to the right to keep you listening. Florida LGBTQ immigrant groups issue travel advisory about risks of visiting or relocating to the state. Good for them. Oh, I don't know. These headlines are boring. I think people have stopped looking at them. I would tell you the truth. Look, I transitioned. I didn't tell you that I transitioned, did I? I'm going to admit to you right now I've transitioned to a podcaster from radio a couple of years ago. That's right. I'm one of the first transitioners from radio to podcasting, and I've never been happier with my career. There's so many advantages to being a podcaster from having to do 3 hours of grinding radio. I did it better than anybody in the world because I combined the news with shifting gears on a dime to art, science, poetry, movies, whatever I wanted to talk about, my dog Teddy being on my boat. People loved it. No one can ever match what I did. But there, what you have stuck with now are like Fox News guys who are not that bright. They have almost no creativity. And to prove it to you, and I will do it, name one thing anyone on radio has ever said that will be remembered. Name one quotable thing other than that they're great. Nothing. Michael Savage has given you many things you will remember and will live through time. They'll live through the test of time. Here's one of them. A nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture. No one could beat that. Here's another one. Liberalism is a mental disorder. That's just two of many. I'm Michael Savage, signing off for the moment, right here on the Michael Savage Podcast. And remember this. If you like this podcast, you can subscribe to it and or share it with five people who don't even know I exist because of the blockages against me everywhere you turn. And of course, you must support my advertisers. This is your friend Michael Savage signing off. We've given you 10 principles of war propaganda found nowhere else and all the news of the day right here on the Michael Savage Podcast.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.